The Youth's Instructor, December 15, 1892. Words to the Young. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord, and depart from evil. We are to put to the stretch our powers, girding up the loins of the mind, that we may understand how to glorify God. And at the same time, we are to distrust our own wisdom. It is unsafe for us to put confidence in ourselves, because our capacities are limited. We are to search thoroughly, and to go deep in seeking to understand what is truth. And after we have sounded the depths, we are to understand that there is an infinity beyond. If we diligently search to understand the truth, our search will be rewarded with a better knowledge of the character of God and of Jesus Christ whom he has sent. As we behold the goodness, the benevolence, the mercy of God, our characters will be changed to the likeness of the divine character, and we shall be led to practice the godlike virtues. In searching that we may understand God, we shall discern how Christ seeks to enlarge our views of the excellence of his Father's character, that we may be inspired to godlike thoughts and deeds. In all the gracious deeds that Jesus did, he sought to impress upon men the parental, benevolent attributes of God. In all his lessons, he was seeking to teach men the wonderful truth that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Jesus would have us understand the love of the Father, and he seeks to draw us to him by presenting his parental grace. He would have the whole field of our vision filled with the perfection of God's character. In his prayer for his disciples, he says, I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Jesus came into the world to illustrate the character of God in his own life, and he swept back the misrepresentations that Satan had originated and revealed the glory of God. It was only by living among men that he could reveal the mercy, compassion, and love of his heavenly Father, for it was only by actions of benevolence that he could set forth the grace of God. The unbelief of men was deep-seated, and yet they could not resist the testimony of his godlike example and his deeds of love and truth. John sent messengers unto him, asking, Art thou he that should come, or look we for another? And in that same hour he cured many of their infirmities and plagues and of evil spirits, and unto many that were blind he gave sight. Then Jesus answering said unto them, Go your way, and tell John what things ye have seen and heard, how that the blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, to the poor the gospel is preached, and blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. Christ has come to be our example, and we are to walk as he walked, and work as he worked, with unselfish purpose, ever keeping the pattern before us. Weighted with a sense of responsibility, we are to represent Christ to the world. This is our work as Christians, for we are to let our light shine forth to the world in good works. Actions will tell, and therefore, how important it is to study the life of Christ, to see how he glorified the Father, that we may go and do likewise. The light that we have today was not given to Sodom. Like Chorazin, we are exalted to heaven, for it is our privilege to know God and Jesus Christ, whom He has sent. If the mighty works that have been done among us had been done in Sodom and Gomorrah, they might have remained unto this day. If the nations that have been destroyed had understood the grace that has been manifested toward us, they might have rejoiced in the glory of God. But it will be more tolerable for those nations in the day of judgment than for those who have failed to improve greater opportunities and privileges. But may it not be with us as with those who neglect so great salvation? Those who have been forgiven their sins will love Jesus and will be laborers together with God. They will be missionaries wherever they may be. They will follow Him who is the light of the world and will realize that God is light and that in Him is no darkness at all. They will know that they are His children, called out of darkness into His marvelous light. While Satan is working through his human agencies, seeking whom he may destroy, Christ is working to save the lost. The warfare is continually going on between Christ and Belial. But shall we expect that the agencies of Satan will be more powerful than the servants of God? Are not the weapons of our warfare mighty to the pulling down of strongholds? Have not the children of God access to the Father? Are they not to be partakers of the divine nature? Those who are in vital contact with Christ will manifest it in their actions and words, in their temper and spirit. The moral atmosphere that surrounds their souls will be pervaded with love, meekness, gratitude, and purity. In fervent zeal, they will win souls to Christ and bring sheaves to the heavenly garner.